Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Our next special guest is former mayor of New Orleans, Marc Morial, who is currently president and CEO of the National Urban League. Marc, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be with you, Scoot.
It's good to talk to you again. You know, we've had so many difficulties right now that any problems that people had with you as mayor, I'm sure they would love to have you back, but we can get into that at another time. What are your memories of Hurricane Katrina 20 years ago?
You know, I think of it, Scoot, in two ways. One, I think of the, you know, the sense of betrayal I felt with the initial response from the city, the state, and the federal government. The sense of betrayal in the failed levee systems of New Orleans. But I also feel a sense of pride in the courage and the conviction of so many people in New Orleans who, notwithstanding red tape, bureaucracy from the government and insurance companies and contractors, fought to rebuild their homes, their businesses, their lives, and their families. 20 years later, we've lost, you know, 100,000 perhaps plus of the pre-Katrina population, no doubt. But the enduring strength of the city is its culture, its unique and very special culture, its music, its food, its, if you will, artistry and architecture, and its celebrations. It's Mardi Gras, it's Jazz Fest, it's French Quarter Fest, it's Essence Fest, it's neighborhood celebrations that make New Orleans the city that it is. And it's a special and it's unique and it's a great and wonderful place. So I have two feelings in there. You know, they're not in conflict with each other, but they are a real sense. When Katrina hit, had been in New York for about 2 to 2.5 years. As president and CEO of the National Urban League, when I was actually in New Orleans the Saturday before the Hurricane Katrina date, which is a date when the levees broke. And what I recall is how fast and quick Katrina went from a Category 1 to a Category 5. And what I also remember is that after Katrina passed, people were sort of saying, boy, we dodged a big one. And then, bam, the levees broke. And the historic destruction of New Orleans ensued.
And then, you know, to hear the stories that came out about the levee board and some of the lackadaisical attitudes that prevailed there in terms of inspecting the levees, that was human error. That was really disheartening.
You know, Scoot, right after Katrina, I visited probably a week after the levees broke. I came down. The city at that point was completely evacuated and went down to the Ninth Ward, the lower Ninth Ward, across the St. Claude Bridge, and went to the site where the levee had broken. And I encountered a man there who was doing borings for the Army Corps. And I never forget what he said. He said, man, somebody's going to be in big trouble. And I said, he didn't know me from anybody. I was just a guy, two or three guys in blue jeans and T-shirts who wanted to go down there and take a look on our own at where the levee broke to just get a sense. He said, these sheet pilings were not driven deep enough. And so the error may have been in the design. It may have been in the construction. It may have been in the maintenance. But Katrina was a man-made disaster. And what I'm hopeful is that the new systems that have been built are strong enough and fortified enough to be able to withstand a hurricane of the force of Hurricane Katrina or even greater. It remains to be seen because it only happens when they are actually tested. But I think I was stunned by what this man said, and it stayed with me because it made perfect logical sense that the sheet piling of those levee walls had not been driven deep enough to withstand the force at the top that came from the water pressure of all the water being backed up from Lake Pontchartrain into the Industrial Canal.
Ever there is a vision of the difference between the haves and the have-nots, it's the parade of people going into the dome for shelter. And it breaks my heart to think of the people that didn't have the resources to get out, and they were stuck. And so many of the people who died during Katrina, they were the elderly. They had medical or mental issues, and it's such a striking comparison.
Yeah. Scoot, you know, with an automobile and some resources, you could evacuate. You could go to a friend, you could go to a relative, you could go to a hotel, or you could even go to a shelter. With no car, you couldn't evacuate, and many ended up at the dome. My criticism was that there was never an effort by the city, the state, or the federal government to provide water and food to the dome, which could have been helicopter dropped in great abundance, not to eliminate but to lessen the suffering of people who were going to be at that dome for more than 1 or 2 days. And I think that too, was a reflection of either incompetence, lack of sensitivity, or a lack of understanding of how, in a crisis, the most important thing are provisions to live, food, water, sanitary supplies, diapers for children who may have been there, towels and other provisions could have been brought in a day or two after people were at the dome in the convention center via helicopter, via truck, because trucks and media were coming in through the southern entrance to the city over the Huey P. Long Bridge down Highway 90, coming into the city, even when I-10 was blocked and it was difficult to get down I-10. But, you know, it's a tragedy. Have we learned? Well, one thing that greatly concerns me is the effort now to shut down FEMA. Okay, FEMA did fail, and there have been efforts to improve FEMA, but without FEMA, I say to people, hurricanes and weather events know no geographic boundaries. They don't respect state lines. They don't respect county lines. We pay tax money to the federal government. By darn it, they ought to be able to have a response system, and eliminating the response system and, quote unquote, turning it over to the states, I think is a grave mistake by the current indeed administration. What FEMA is a coordinating agency. It is an agency that seeks to bring to bear the powers of the federal government. So after the initial stumbles, you know, the Bush administration assigned General Honoré. General Honoré orchestrated with the help of the military, with the help of chartered buses and evacuation of the city in an orderly fashion. And so FEMA, when run right, can play a constructive role. We need a federal emergency management agency. We don't need to go back to the system that existed before the 70s.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone comes to the state of Louisiana, you know, we have seen the state make many mistakes over the decades, and it's difficult to turn everything over to the state. You certainly understand politics, and I don't like bringing this up, but this is a new reality. It's so disheartening to witness what's going on in terms of judging who to help and who not to help when it comes to applying politics to aid.
Scoot, it's absolutely morally wrong. Each president, each mayor, each governor, when the election is over, you are a representative of all of the people all of the time. And when it comes to Americans suffering, whether it's flooding in Kentucky, flooding in Texas, whether it's a shooting in Minneapolis, the federal government, our national leaders, our president, I believe, have a constitutional obligation and a moral obligation to provide support, to provide resources on a fair and even-handed basis. I don't need to get into detailed explanations of politics. When Americans are suffering, it becomes a moral issue for me. And I just feel that very, very deeply, that when Americans are suffering, they're not black, white, Hispanic, Asian. They're not wearing red jerseys, blue jerseys, green jerseys. They are Americans, and we should do everything we can to help them respond to tragedies.
Boy, I totally agree. Before I let you go, I have to tell you that our operations director, Diane Newman, said to make sure to tell you hi. So hi from Diane.
Hey, Diane. She's the best.
Mark Morial, president and CEO of the National Urban League. Yeah. Thank you, Mark. Great to talk to you.
God bless you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.